Welcome to Stead, the Yosef Chizuk of Shmuel. Shmuel Shapira's way of life was to forgive and to give up and to give up, and to give, not to give up, to levater, what do you
mean? Nullify.
No, not levater, levater. Yosef.
Yield.
Yield with a D at the end?
D.
Yield.
To yield to somebody. To give in, to yield.
Give in, right. Yeah. Right? That was his way of life. Regardless of people, like we read in the beginning of the book, that someone poured on him a whole thing of a sewer from the roof, right, when he was getting close to Breslev. And then years later, he asked Mechila from him. He said, I never had anything on you guys. No, I just had mercy for you, that the poor guy that you don't know the light of Albeinu. I pray that everyone will merit to see light of Albeinu. But he never had any feeling against anyone. There was one subject where he did give in a little bit. Shmira Sinaim Kedusha. And Tznius. Wherever there was, wherever he went, and there was a lack of Tznius, he was like a lion. Right? He became a lion. He became the combat fighter, marine, whatever you want to call it.
What would he do?
Oh, want to hear the stories?
Yes.
Oh, no. I want to know what he says here, but...
No, give us all the juicy details.
Okay, we set up. Yeah. He was always wondering... Look at how it's connected to what we're learning. He was always wondering... People do all these chumras, all of this... And it's news. They don't understand that you need to have news in life. You can see it, Hashem Yerachem, in the street... I remember my wife told me, we were in Meron once for Shabbos, and we ate in the, what did you tell me to eat there?
Olam.
What's the downstairs?
The
Ulam there, downstairs? Not downstairs, you know the Yad Eliezer?
Yad Ezra.
Yad Ezra. We ate there by Yad Ezra, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Sunday, Shabbos Baruchim. And my wife told me afterwards that she met this lady, all looking like out of a magazine, right? Charedim. With a sheito and fancy, beautiful clothing, all like very fit and everything. So I was talking to her, you know, what are you going to say? You don't judge anyone, you know, poor people. So she asked me, you're Chabad? She thought she's Chabad. Because in Chabad, maybe they're less makpid. I don't know why. My wife, she grew up Chabad. She said, you're Chabad? You're Chabad? No, no, we're bells or something. Well, my wife doesn't know so much about these things. And when she goes outside, she sees her next to her husband. Her husband is a chusid. With a payas and a bald and a Grois Streimel and a beautiful there. And his wife looks like out of a magazine. Hashem Yerachem. People are machmir on the Lebush, and machmir on the Hechsher, and machmir on this, and machmir on that. But the main thing, which is Tznius and Kedusha, they're not machmir, which is the main thing.
She's all covered, though.
Yeah, that's my question.
All covered.
Yes. And you can see her form, though.
What, Mazda, all covered, up to the knee exactly. And with a see-through, Mamash, Hashem Erachet, the kids. What? Not considered covered, exactly. The halacha is not only covered, the halacha is not to see a form of a lady.
Yeah,
a lady can't show her form.
I would say that he just doesn't
want to
rebuke his wife, but that's how she wants to dress.
That's how he can't rebuke his wife.
Of course not. Maybe that's...
He's not allowed to rebuke
his wife. But that's what he has to suffer.
But he doesn't know probably Breslev. He doesn't know he has to go to the field and scream to Hashem until his wife gets more tznius. I'm telling you for a fact. I'm telling you for personal experience. Not my wife is always tznius, Boch Hashem. But there's always levels. Boch Hashem, I never said a word to my wife about tznius. But, I'll tell you like this. I daven a lot about tznius. My own. Forget her. Forget her, Mamash. My Kedusha, my this, hours and hours, and I saw changes in my wife. Echad le'echad. I was going forward, she was going with me. I was going without saying one word. So you can't blame, you can't say it's the wife. The wife is like that because the husband wants to be like that. The husband was Kadosh, his wife did Kadosh. And Kadosh Aval. That's how the world works. That's how the world works.
Now, what if the wife's doing fine? But the daughters are being influenced by their friends.
David, you can't tell them. You'll tell them, they'll fall backwards.
They'll cling to their friends anymore.
Yeah.
Do David plus one more thing. When you do
dress nicely, very good.
Do something more slower, you praise them.
Yeah, what's really weird is
when you happy without saying against the other stuff.
You said if she wears something new, beautiful. I have a friend who his wife was wearing a sheitel. He didn't know how to get rid of it. So that he used that. Every time she did wear, she wore a tichel, he praised her. She wore a sheitel, didn't say a word. She understood that her husband likes the tichel is more than one, so she wears a tichel, a head cover.
No, what gets me is that they are the most sneeze girls in the school, and the principal always says, we have nothing but nakas.
Oh, Hashem. Should always have. Top, right? You see what nefesh for that sneeze. Bli chumrot iterot.
Yeah.
Rabbeinu says explicitly.
Doesn't have to look like a walking laundry pile.
We don't have to be extra chumma. But snius, the most. And the other chummas, like Rabbeinu left, right? Rabbeinu said, Pesach, one time, he had a thought, where am I going to eat and drink the water from? When he was a child, where am I going to eat the water? If I drink it from where everyone gets it from, maybe a piece of bread fell in there and it fell apart and now I'm going to eat bread on Pesach. So, I must go. At the end, he said, I must stay the whole week of Pesach near a Mayan, like in the forest, like out of the city. And then he laughed and he said, chumas, you don't have to do chumas. Sichot Aran. Yeah. Reboch Motre Frank, Frank's son, with the grandson of Shmuel Shapira, he said, when he was a bacher, he wanted to take upon himself not to eat shruya on Pesach. Yeah. There wasn't a minhag, and he wanted to do the minhag. They eat shruya on Pesach. Right? Shruya is when you put the matzah in water. Some people eat.
Oh, gebrachs.
Gebrachs, yeah. Right. Some people eat, some people don't eat. Right? So he wanted, they didn't eat in the house, and he wanted to accept upon himself. So he went up to Rav Shmuel Shapira, and he asked, what should I do? Rav Shmuel said, after you get married, do whatever chumah you want. Right now, don't cause your mother to cook specially for you or something like that. And the same opportunity, so he asked him, how come you don't even eat sugar on Pesach? Shmuel didn't eat sugar on Pesach. Should never eat sugar, but let's say, yeah. Even though Rabbeinu said I do chumas, so Shmuel told him that in the beginning, when he first started doing Avodah Hashem, he didn't understand that the main thing is kedusha. So he took upon himself all kinds of chumas. So therefore, whatever he took upon himself, he keeps already. But a person shouldn't take upon himself. But now that we know, the main avodah is kedusha. Okay.
Although, if you put yourself a chumah, you don't make it hard on other people.
Right.
One little example was Avraham Yitzchak Kohen Cook. When he did the job at 9, he did it double. He said 3 will be 6, but only at home. So no one else has to pay for the water from my own chumah.
Exactly. One of the makot, one of the
plague.
Makot of the generation.
Also plague.
One of the main problems of the generation that's was very bitter for him was a sheitel, the sheitels. He was very bothered by that. Mm-hmm. When he heard of a famous family that one of the daughters started wearing a sheitel, right, he used to almost tremble, and he had pain. So Benasan David, his son, said, Ramash, when he heard of someone from the family, someone from a family, even a family, they just knew them. He did not from his family. They used to wear shaitan, he used to cry from pain. Here's one of the stories, and then we'll end with this. One of his relatives, in the beginning of the wedding, she didn't yet understand who Shmuel is, and how holy he is, how kadosh he is. So on Purim, today's Gibbah, by the way, no tachanun mincha, no tachanun tomorrow, and Shabbos, we don't say tzitkascha and mincha. Because it's a Purim Katan. And there's a minhag to do more of a Seuda. Tomorrow and Shabbos, of course,
it's a Seuda. Tomorrow is the 14th.
Yeah. 15th. And both.
15th is?
Shabbos.
Yeah.
No,
that's
important.
Oh,
15th
also considered.
15th,
Purim.
What do you mean?
Okay.
The Purim, right? So this lady came to come up to the Rabbanit, Shmuel's wife, and she brought Shalach Manis. And she itchapsa. She dressed up. Yeah, so she wore a sheitel. She didn't stop see it as a. Not usually, she never washes it. She washed it as a permanent thing. She washed it as a permanent thing, like a joke, right? In those days, Shmuel had a daleket. Is that daleket?
Eye patch.
Infection in his eyes, right? So he had to open his eyes, right? So in order to, you won't see even in the house. He had to open his eyes. So in order for him not to see anyone that he doesn't want to see. So he made a minhag. No, he couldn't. He had to keep it like that. Hit the air or something. I don't know. Anyways, so he said, whenever there's a relative coming up, they have to call the Rebbetzin from outside. Rebbetzin, come. And then he hears a woman coming, so he knows to close his eyes at that time. That relative didn't know about the new rule and didn't know anything. And she walked in. And when the Rebbetzin saw her wearing a shetel, she was shocked. Right, a relative of Shmuel Shapira walking into Rav Shmuel's house with a sheitel on the head. Right, on Puri, the highest day of the year. Right, and in order to warn Rav Shmuel, so she started talking to her about loudly. Oh, you're wearing a sheitel today. Why are you wearing a sheitel today? What happened? So he hears Rav Shmuel has already drank a little bit or a lot. Right. It was late in the afternoon, and he didn't know the Alo Mordechai Baruch Haman. He didn't know the difference anymore, right? He just knew one thing. He knew that a sheitel is shachatz, is asur, right? And he collapsed. A sheitel in my house, he collapsed. So they had to awaken him back up, revive him. Anyways, one story. There's more stories here that we got beaten up because of this and all kinds of things. Next week, we're not learning kashrus until after.